Tennesseans still seem to be buying health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, even though advertising has dropped considerably under the Trump administration. Open enrollment for 2018 ends Friday, and the number of applications processed by federally funded insurance guides, known as navigators, has already surpassed last year. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports many enrollees are finding that despite a leap in average price, they are paying less.
Brenda Lynn of Mount Juliet was fearful because she's already paying $750 a month, and Tennessee regulators had approved big increases for next year. She and her husband logged on to healthcare.gov to see how bad the damage was going to be.
And I'm like, Dave, this has to be a mistake.
For her mid-level plan, the quote was less than $5 a month. That's because she now qualified for a subsidy, which she didn't expect.
Because we didn't qualify last year, I wasn't really that hopeful.
But most people who shop on the marketplace do get a subsidy. And while Lynn's good fortune has to do with her specific financial situation, subsidies are actually larger this year. That's because they're based on the average insurance price, and that grew considerably. So even those who've gotten a subsidy in the past are finding that it goes further. Daniel Prestwood has cleaned fish tanks for the last 27 years.
This time of year, winter, when you're running your heat a lot, makes the water evaporate more.
In a downtown Nashville law office, Prestwood adds water as a noisy pump drones because of the low water level. Being self-employed, Prestwood worked with an insurance navigator and found what he considers a better plan, and his monthly premiums dropped from $300 to $200. But he's also not getting too excited.
All I know is that for 2018, I'll have a good health care and plan in place, and that's the best I can hope for at this point.
Prestwood knows that the future of the federal marketplace remains uncertain. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.
Open enrollment ends Friday night. 235,000 Tennesseans signed up for coverage last year, and roughly 90% got some kind of subsidy.